We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
End of the show. Da 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 da. And hello, welcome to Gregor's End of the Show. I'm that person whose thing it is. I'm Gregor. Hi, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk, and the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. I'm ready to just make dumb jokes and have some fun. Welcome to summer! First day of summer, and it's cloudy like it should be in Seattle. I don't know where you're at, where summer probably started 2 months ago. I lived in Arizona for a minute, and by like graduation, which is always around like May 10th or so, that was the first day that it got to 100 degrees every stinking year. Whoa. You gotta be ready to go into that. That takes some adjustment. I grew up in that type of stuff, so it wasn't a big deal, but I'll never forget moving from Tucson to Las Vegas. This is like probably a dozen years ago. And I show up in Las Vegas and everyone's like, "Whoa, how about that heat? How are you adjusting to it, B?" And I was like, it was hotter yesterday where I came from than it is today here. So 107 degrees or 8 degrees when I got there. Boy, 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 that is tough. All right, well, anyway, summertime in Washington. I am so fired up for the Blue Angels to come back. I don't know why that's the thing I always think of. I love getting on a boat and floating around. Not for the Blue Angels. That's the worst because you can't, like, get back. And my wife gets super seasick and stuff. But I love just being in Lake Union on a boat, hanging out, chilling. The goal for this year is to get onto a, what's it called? I almost said paddleboard, a kayak. I want to go kayaking. I haven't done that since I've lived here for 10 freaking years. So what's the best spot to kayak? I need you to let me know that. It's very simple to find me on the internet at HeyGregor on Twitter. That's a great start. Or Instagram, also good. Or Facebook. Facebook sucks, but I'm into it. So let's go. I want a good place to go kayaking, and I have to be able to rent the boat. That's a big one. Boy. Busy weekend going on. Wu-Tang Clan is here tonight. I'm not sure how many original members are actually touring, but like my favorite show, I think, of 2013 was Ghostface Killa when he played at Numo's. It was the best, so that would be cool. Going back in time, Coheed and Cambria with Mastodon at Marymore Park tomorrow night. Ooh, I haven't seen Coheed in like four of their albums. I got to admit, I've seen them several times where they weren't very good. I don't know if they've gotten their act together or what, but I would still go see them if someone was like, "Yo, let's go. I got tickets and a babysitter." So you could leave Space Baby at home. I mean, I guess you could go to Marymore. He's been before. There's this band called Fugazi. They're my favorite band. And two of the dudes, the drummer and the bassist, Joe Lally and Brendan Canty in reverse order, have a new group with another dude called The Mesthetics. They're playing at the Vera Project on Sunday night. I can't go to shows on Sunday nights because it ruins my whole week. But if you're looking for something to do, that could be the ticket. I think it's so crazy and awesome that David Gilmour from Pink Floyd is selling his guitar collection, including one that he picked up back in New York City in 1970. It's kind of like his signature guitar. They used it to record Dark Side of the Moon, who I heard somebody, a reporter, call their masterpiece album. I mean, I think their masterpiece album for people to drop acid to or something. But I always think of The Wall as the masterpiece album from Pink Floyd. There might be something else. Wish You Were Here, that's great too. What's the masterpiece album from Blink Floyd? Oh my God. I've been at work too much. From Pink Floyd. That's the question. Anyway, Gilmour sold his guitars, including this guitar that we've heard all over the place. It has such awesome tone. It makes me wish I ever owned a Stratocaster. What's the other one with the narrow neck? Telecaster. Oh, I'd love one of those too. The guy from NoFX plays that. Anyway, he sold this guitar for an insane amount.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
A sweet old black Fender Stratocaster guitar owned by Pink Floyd's David Gilmour went up at auction for $3.3 million, becoming the most expensive axe sold at auction of all time. The reserve, it was expected to only go for $150,000. Jeez! Gilmore sold off his entire collection of guitars with the intent of donating the funds, more than $20 million, to those fighting climate change. With two new light rail stops opening next year and a buttload more after that, Sound Transit showed off its newly designed light rail cars. Now even roomier. There's nothing like packing in tight amongst fellow fans, leaving a Sounders, Mariners, or Seahawks game. Now that'll be a little bit comfier. More likely, we'll just squish more humans in. Probably still smell like stadium beers and nachos. And congrats to the U.S. Women's National Team on dominating group stage play at the World Cup, advancing to the knockout round yesterday. They gave up 0 goals in 3 matches while scoring 18. So are they allowed to celebrate winning the group without giving up a goal? Or is that too rude?
You just got news.
So many stories did not make my show this week, and one of them that I think is hilarious. Just shout outs to my father-in-law, Ed, because he was telling me that if you're a Neil, is it Gaiman or Gaiman? I never know how to say his name. The author, Neil Gaiman. If you're a fan of his, you gotta read Terry Pratchett. And I was like, okay, I don't know who that is, but I'll do that. That sounds good. I like my father-in-law a lot. And then he came back and said they have a show where they work together, those two. It's called Good Omens. I haven't seen the show. I don't know anything about it, but I just love that thousands of people, this is a headline at geek.com, thousands of people demand Netflix cancel Good Omens and petition fail. The reason why it's a petition fail is because Good Omens isn't on Netflix. It's on Amazon Prime. You petitioned the wrong company, you dummies. Makes me think that you didn't do the research, much like I didn't to make fun of them here. This is the problem. Bandwagoning is so dangerous. Unless it's for the Seattle Sounders FC. Anyway, we're getting so dumb, slipping our language skills from being able to communicate, type, write, cursive, all that stuff. Like, I'm not really so into that. Like, you don't need to know cursive to exist. It's like an important thing that you learn that you don't want to when you're a kid, so that way you get a little bit more refined, I suppose. Now we're just slipping straight into, like, how many characters can I use that are like cuneiform from the Egyptian times? That's what emojis are. We're actually dumbing down our language. Or maybe it's more efficient. I don't know. But because we're spending so much time on our phones and stuff, this is like another one of those, you need to stop being so lazy, everybody. But because we're spending so much time, we're growing horns.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Some scientific journal published data finding that humans are starting to grow horn-like bone spurs. Not like crazy devil-worshipping Satan horns, rather bony growths at the back of our heads from all the looking down at our smartphones. Oh my god. Repetitive head flexion, aka garbage posture, is likely causing the transformation. Cool.
Cool.
Time to get back to work growing head horns. Harry Potter, the augmented reality game, launched today. What the hell is that? It's like the Pokemon Go for wizarding. Put on your robe and wizard hat, grab your wand, and likely backup charging battery and extend your data plan. We've got Patronuses to discover, or cast, or whatever the crap you say. And finally, Hollywood actor Russell Crowe, drunk at Hollywood actor Leonardo DiCaprio's house, saw a dinosaur skull that he liked so much, he bought it on site to take home to his kids. Aww. From the late Cretaceous period, the skull of a mosasaur resembled like a Komodo dragon. Ha! Dad of the Year award goes to Russell Crowe. Well, he later took it back from his kids and sold it at auction to pay for his divorce. So, drunk Dad of the Year award goes to Russell Crowe? All right.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hey, have a kick-ass weekend. Talk to you Monday. End of the show. Hey!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.